Speaking in Shinoe today at an event to mark the day, the Minister of State in Vice President Mpoko's office, Tabitha Kanengoni Malinga, said without peace there will never be development to talk about in the country. Kanengoni said the International Peace Day is an opportunity for communities to embrace each other's differences, listen to each other, preach tolerance, and ensure the voices of the poor are heard.
Only appreciates the partnerships it has with the following organizations. Traditional leaders as the custodians of our cultural values and heritage. The church as they continue to preach the need for peace amongst all of us. Civil society organizations as they work amongst various communities where peace building programs are implemented so that communities can make a contribution to the development of our country.
Chief Milton Dandawa concurred with Minister Kanengoni, saying if there was no peace following the liberation struggle, the rural communities in the country would not have known any development. UN Resident Coordinator in Zimbabwe, Mr. Bishop Parajuli, who read the United Nations Secretary General's message, said it is said that this year the International Day of Peace is coming at a time of deadly violence and destabilizing conflicts. He said the world should join hands to end the hostilities that are seeing thousands leaving their countries to seek refuge elsewhere.
This year's International Day of Peace comes at a time of deadly violence and destabilizing conflicts around the world. Rather than succumbing to despair, we have a collective responsibility to demand an end to the brutality and impunity that prevail.
Different civil society groups also commemorated the International Day of Peace. Church and the Civil Society Forum members on peace, in line with the theme of building partnerships, joined the Buyera Peace Club in commemorating community partnerships for peace. Today, the team convened a peace conference for local businesses and a short course on business, peace and development. The purpose of the training is to provide local businesses with an opportunity to brainstorm on their contribution to building peace in their communities and to motivate local businesses to invest in local peace initiatives. The commemorations will continue tomorrow, bringing together young people from Buyera Ward 1 to 6 to participate in a community peace tournament to be held at Chigavakava Township. Youth Zimbabwe Trust hosted victims of political violence at a workshop in Mashingo as part of activities to mark the day. Today's commemorations are held under the theme Partnerships for Peace, Dignity for All. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Atta Chigoriwa.